Well, hello everybody. I am Bama Grad hosting this week at Saturday Heroes. Welcome to another installation here, gentlemen. We are now currently, we all have the game in our hands or put it in the machine and it stayed in the machine. So it's the case in my house. I'm sure everybody's having a great time with it. As everybody knows, really the PS3 and Xbox tournament has been going on. I had my first round game last night with fellow Saturday Heroes player Simi24. Of course, you know, kind of the side note to it, kind of a rough few days for him. So, yeah, laid out in the sun 3.5-4 hours with no suntan lotion on, and then gets just barbecued like a steak. And then picks up his game yesterday and plays me that night. So, what a way to introduce yourself into the league. Or actually introduce yourself into the game. But to the side note, our game was awesome. I think it was a really good game. Probably one of the low-scoringest games in the tournament so far. Our final was 14-13. He got the early jump on me and held a 10-0 lead at halftime, then extended it to 13-0. And then, you know, it just seemed like nothing was really going right for me. Yeah, my defense was making plays, but he was just chewing up a lot of yards doing that. Then I started figuring things out with him and then started playing tougher defense and, forcing his quarterback to make different reads, and when they did, it fell into our laps for interceptions. So, heck of a job there. I scored. He had me backed up pretty good on a punt. I kept noticing a lot. He kept using his linebacker controls to try to blitz in and blow up the alleyways for my running back. So, I went with a play in which my fullback would go in motion and hit that hole, and oh, did it ever. He sent his man on a full-out rush in. My fullback blew him up, and my running back was gone 76 yards for the touchdown, and at this point, it was 13-7. Held him deep on the kickoff. He tried to throw a quick-out tight pattern. My guy picked it off. We're in business, and then to say how well I passed today. I only completed two passes in the game, and the second one went for a touchdown of 15 yards. And I held a 14-13 lead, and all this done in the third quarter. And then really defense held the rope. Defense held the rope, really. The rest of the way, like you mentioned, the post, you know, on the form, he did try an attempt later to come back through a little screen out there, la-di-da, picked up some big yards, got to just about midfield, and then I forced him to use his timeouts on my previous drive, in which I was able to pick up first downs, make him spend those precious timeouts. And then he tried to throw left, and my guy was there for the pick, ball game, as we wrapped it up 14-13. Number six seed takes down number three. So good game, Simi24, heck of a game. Hopefully you will heal up just fine, but I know it can be a pain in the ass to have a sunburn, especially that bad. Trust me, I've had them before. Of course, I've just never really laid out in the sun before without suntan lotion. So, key phrase for you there, my friend. Yes, you're young, you're in college, but let's try to think about it next time. Moving on, really not much else going on in the league right now. We're all waiting on rosters, sliders, all that stuff. Guys on the AIM has been pretty busy chatting it up and this and that, myself included. But other than that, I mean, nothing really much going on until the league really gets going. Everybody's putting out what they're doing basically right now for the league and everything. So that's pretty cool. Like I said, I know everybody in the league is really excited to get this thing going. Had Golfer, MB24, myself, S did, T2 Express, CA or AKA control abuser or AKA abuser, as I call them. And the many others that make up this league, Bob Jr. and all those guys. Heck, Forever 97 also. Heck of a run we're going to have for this upcoming season. We're all starting out as lower tier coordinators, which will really make it fun and try to figure out where the hell we were going once the whole thing is figured out. We're a coaching carousel. It's gonna be fun either way. Right now I'm just running an offline dynasty using the school I'm gonna be using in the dynasty, Troy. And right now I'm nearing the end of the season, about to get into the bowl games tonight. So once that is done, then I'll jump into the off season and the carousel, kind of see where it's going right now. We'll see from there. All I can say is right now, currently, rough season for Troy. Lost the first two games of the year. Of course, there were two bigger time schools, Clemson, Arkansas. Arkansas was my worst defeat. And then kind of made the run in conference play. Really had some good games there, and but it was still going to get into a bowl game, so now I'm very excited with that. So we'll just have to see what goes from there. As many of y'all know, I posted a thing on the forum saying, think of ideas for the think of ideas for the title of the show and everything. And right now it's down to two, really. Everybody had great ideas for the show, including Emma.Frisk. He had a really good one there. Everybody really had solid ideas for the whole thing. Simi24 had Shits and Giggles, which would be a good one. Hat Golfer came up with SH is Burning, like Rome is Burning. SH Last Call, which really close, really decide maybe go that way. And then Sports Center. Good one, Hack. Oh boy. Emma.Frisk came up with the shit show. I don't know how that came about. I might have to ask him about that one. SD22 came up with Show Me the Money, which I have a pretty good idea where he got that one from. So right now it's down to Show Me the Money or Last Call. And so we'll just have Stephen there. Probably my gut feeling is I may go with Last Call, mostly due to the time of the fact that most of the time when we'll be doing these shows will be at night, and that's when I get my beer on. Other than that, it should be good. But it's down to Last Call or SH Last Call or Show Me the Money. So we shall see from there. But great ideas, guys. Thanks for the suggestions. You guys are A plus in that. The funny post I'm gonna have to mention is CA, because at one point he said, "Wish I could help you out. I'll try to come up with some ideas." And he came up with nothing. Nada. Zip zilch. So he gets my Saturday Heroes Boner of the Week award for that. So other than that, oh my God, I got a lot of shit to bring out this year. It's gonna be Unreal, people. Just get ready for it. It's gonna be a great time. I think everybody is gonna have fun. Try my best to bring something new every week, every time, and make this dynasty, which is already at premier status, and the hope is to, make this dynasty to where give something back different to the dynasty, to where people who are on the outside looking in, looking for other dynasties, maybe they'll look at this and try to think, oh, well, they got something going on here. Maybe I'll join them. And then, of course, I know from previous times I've done my video shows and everything else, I have the outside viewers, so that's always good. Much appreciated to those people who do, who are on the outside, not in the dynasty, who do listen to my broadcasts. Thank you very much for listening. It's always a pleasant surprise to get those surprise messages in my posts saying, been listening to your show for a while or anything like that. So always great to know. Thank you guys very much for that. Let's see. Really, until the game gets going, there's really nothing much else going on here. I'm just sitting here chilling in my man cave, and just chilling out right now. Hopefully pretty soon, once a good roster set. Right now, we are currently working on our own for SH, but hopefully when a good roster set comes out or whatever, maybe we'll get this puppy rolling. So other than that, gentlemen, I have really nothing else left to say other than I hope we all have a great rest of this week as we are trying out this game, trying out different stuff to do and use and all that fun stuff, and get with it, people. Try out your teams, I mean, we are going to be starting that. Try out your teams, go in and try your team, see how they're going to do. Work on your playbook. I've been doing that. So try out your team, see how they're going to do. I'll tell you, big surprise. San Diego State, after hearing about so much of Ronnie Hillman and how much he's a beast and everything, I was expecting when I saw the depth chart, the kid would be like 220, 230 or something like that. No, hell no. He's like 185. A little rail of a kid. But obviously he's got strength like you wouldn't believe, even though his strength on the game is like 60 or something like that. They got that right when they said he is a beast. He is tough as nails to bring down. We'll see how that goes, especially with San Diego State. Other than that, gentlemen, like I said before, really not much else going on here. Just chilling out. Had nothing else to do. Decided to make a show just for the hell of it. So hopefully by the next show, you will find out what the new title of the show will be and all that type of thing. Oh yeah, one side note. Figured try to every week try to bring something different. I'm gonna try to really divulge into everything concerning games and this and that. Really look for those good games and all that type of thing. Because I will be putting out, let's see, I'm gonna be looking at what I call classic game of the week, and which I will be highlighting that one game that maybe what that was a classic, whether it came down to a last second field goal or anything like that, or it went into overtime or something like that. And then, of course, as you just heard, I will have my boner of the week award, and that can go for anything. And if something happens in the game, funny wise or anything like that, let me know. You can text me or hit me up on AIM for it. And of course you can just beware. You post something that I see deem worthy as a boner of the week award, I will use it. So be wary, gentlemen. I will be on the lookout for that. Other than that, have yourselves a great rest of the week, people. This is Bama Grad signing out for Tradition Forms Saturday Heroes Show.